Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me bear much fruit. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, the third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received the talents, 5 talents, came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents, so I've made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So, out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His mother said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have made my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talents from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And so this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. In the Gospels, Jesus says, different people receive different talents. But it's important that we make use of the talent. The one who received 1 and did not make use of it, he just dug a hole and buried it. And this is not the will of God. We are not talented in all things. But important, Jesus wants to see us working hard. This is the point. That means to say, laziness is part of the sinfulness of him, of mankind. We have to work hard, try our best. The results might not at times visible for us, but it's not important. Before God, important we try our best. Some students study very hard and still they're always the last person. That's what a lot of big deal. Important he work hard. That's the point. God sees this. Only human seeing who will be the first and will be honored. But this is not the way God is looking at us. He just want us to make effort to do our best. That's all. So God doesn't look for results from us. He just to see how much with our energy. So important is to work hard, try our best. And the best way to make use of our time or make use of talent is to live well every present moment. Many times you thought you have enough time for tomorrow, so wait and wait. Or sometimes we are too tired and telling ourselves, oh, we can rest a little bit. That's not the attitude. What is important at that moment? Try our best. Of course, if you want to, you need rest, we can rest. But not just to laziness. So Jesus, through this gospel message, just telling us not to tell ourselves we are not too smart at that person. It's not important whether you're smart or not smart. Important, you do your best. And that's the point. We thank you, Lord. Give us this courage. Even though we are not the best among all, but we could be the best because we try our best. Thank God, give us all the opportunities that we ask a special grace for us, that we can live well every present moment, forgetting about the future and not the past. Just concentrate on what we are doing. And that's the point. Just want to see us working very hard to fulfill our duty on every present moment.